Ka-ching! Autobiography. I spent most of my adolescence in Los Angeles, skipping school and causing trouble. Then one day, while hanging out with friends in front of Young's supermarket, something happened to change my life. I was watching a man sweep the sidewalk, and without thinking, I tossed a piece of garbage in front of him. He looked at me in a way I'll never forget. "Someday, you're going to have to grow up," he said, adding, "and when you're mature, when you are a grown man, you'll want a good job so that you can respect yourself and pay your own way." "Whatever I do, I won't be cleaning up after other people," I protested. "Then you should be your own boss," he said, "so you can guarantee your future and do something you truly love." Soon after, I was home watching Grandma make her stuffed tortilla pupusas, a specialty of El Salvador. "Why don't we just buy these?" I asked. "Because homemade always tastes better," she said. "Plus, you can never find pupusas in stores." I just discovered the commodity that would make me an adult. And my company, Pupusa Heaven, was born. Every day I went to school to study financial matters. And every night I came home and cooked with my grandmother. I was exhausted, but hoped hard work would pay off. Until the company could generate an income, I used pupusas as currency, trading for what I wanted. I went to thank the man at the market for his advice and brought him some pupusas. When he said his store would sell them, I realized he was Mr. Young. Soon, I also began to sell to other stores. In summary, by the time I graduated from college, the company was a success. The profits from it felt like a windfall, which I shared with my grandmother. On one of my frequent visits to Mr. Young, I thanked him for changing my life.